You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting in the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome to Water Online Radio's live day one coverage from ACE 14. Todd, this is year three, and you know, our return guest, Dave, is the highlight of my show every year.
You know, I was just thinking the exact same thing, and he brought a pal, too. So we got a new friend here at the same time.
Someone else that will now be guilty by association. Well, welcome back, David Steitman. He's the Director of Marketing Communications. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me, Todd and Todd.
Our pleasure.
And we're joined by another Todd, Todd Stoker, the Director of Product Management with Aclara. Todd, welcome.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Well, pleasure's ours. David, why don't you lead us off? Been on the show before, but remind the audience about Aclara. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sure. Aclara is one of the leading communications companies for utility communications. We serve, in addition to the water market, the electric market and the gas market. We do that with any number of technologies. We have power line technologies that we use in the electric space. We have RF technologies that we use in the water and gas space. And we have some cellular technologies that's a fairly recent addition and is really an exciting add-on to our portfolio.
Todd, there is a ton of data available from an AMI system. Talk a little bit about the key ones that you look at in developing the products.
Sure. Well, the first thing is really the data for meter reading and meter billing and the ability to really help a utility in saving their costs in customer service support. But in addition to that, when that data is time synchronized, measured at the top of the hour, so every single meter on the system, it makes that data that much more powerful. Because now you can do a lot more with that data around distribution management, calculating non-revenue water losses, and really getting a handle on what's going on within your distribution network as well as within the consumer's homes.
Todd, we could walk around this hall and begin to get a sense of what's the future of meters and AMI and all that, but we're going to cheat and we're going to have you give us a briefing and a run-through on it. What is the future of meters and AMI?
Sure. You know, meters themselves are going through a shift in the industry with the new rules and regulations around the amount of lead content in brass, as well as non-moving part meters. So, you know, at Aclara, we're really watching the trends as meters are really going through a lot of evolution and development. And, you know, communications is a key aspect of that. And as that gets more tightly integrated and there's more data available, you know, there's a lot more you can do with the system. At Aclara, we're really excited about the future. And there's two main themes that we're looking at. You know, one is doing more with the data you're collecting. There's a lot of data coming in, and there's a lot of power in that data that's underutilized. So when you look around at the show and at our booth, you know, looking at the analytics and the things that we're doing with that data, predicting meter trending, when should you go replace your meter rather than just doing it on a scheduled time basis. And then we're also looking at getting new types of data. What other type of data can you bring back through the system? You know, our zone scan leak detection is a good example of bringing other data back through the system. When you look into the future, meters that can measure pressure, you bring that kind of information back. Now you've really enabled the utility to make a lot of really smart decisions.
Dave, two-part question. The whole notion of reducing non-revenue water loss has been around for a long time. It's not like a new thing. So the first part of my question is, how big a deal is it still? And how much opportunity, what should folks be doing to take a look at reducing their non-revenue water loss?
Well, I think there's a couple of things, and Todd can answer with a little more precision than I can, but one of the things that I always say about is it useful still, is that at no time in any of the shows that I go to does what we're doing in terms of keeping track of a resource and predicting the usage of a resource and chasing the locations of a resource, at no time is it more important than here in the water space, because the electricity space is interesting and it's a lot of fun, and the gas space is interesting and a lot of fun, but all of that is an inconvenience compared to struggling with water availability, which is absolutely essential.
All right, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Dave Steitman and Todd Stoker of Aclara. Todd, this idea of collecting more data, it's not just related to the water industry. It's across all industry, all manufacturing.
Absolutely.
We're collecting more data than we've ever done before, but we just really stink at doing really meaningful things with it. But are we turning the corner? Are we getting better? I mean, is the industry beginning to get a handle on what's possible there and starting to implement?
Absolutely. And you go back to the previous question about reducing non-revenue water loss. It's a great example because, you know, first, it's really hard to calculate prior to having the data on how much water are you actually losing. You know, are you losing 10%, 40%, 50%? There's some significant water loss numbers out there, depending on the utility department, depending on the region of the world. So when you have the data and it's all synchronized, now you can get a clear picture of where you're at. So you know where you need to improve. Well, the two main things that contribute to your non-revenue water loss is apparent loss, so water that's not really lost, it's going through the meter, but it's not being registered, or water that's truly lost, a leak that's undetected. And, you know, the analytics that we're talking about are using the data to predict that water that's trending through a meter. A meter gets slow over time. As it slows down, it's less accurate. Using the data and watching it over time, you can see that trend off and predict that, you know what, I should really go out and change that meter because I'm losing water through the meter. Another great example is a meter that's the incorrect size. Because a meter is only accurate in the mid-range of its operation. If you flow too much water or too little water, it's not very accurate. That water is lost and under-registered. Those are great examples of non-revenue water loss that when you study the data, you perform the analytics, and you give that information to the consumer or to the utility customer, they can make much smarter business decisions based on that data.
Eclair is a private company now, Dave. Different world. How's it better? How's it worse? What are the advantages, disadvantages? What do you think?
Yeah, it's an e-ticket ride, and I think this is really an exciting time for us. Moving out of the public space where we've been sort of driven by quarterly reports and driven by a different set of incentives, I think really is good for our company. Our new president, a guy named Alan Connolly, just said recently, as he was talking about our ability to innovate and our ability to move forward, he said that private ownership accelerates innovation. Private ownership enhances our ability to innovate. And he said, and this stuck with all of us, he said, I didn't come here to run an annuity. And so he's really excited about all the stuff we can do.
Well, Todd and I would never have sat down and talked about Eclair as a non-innovative organization, but the new way really is exciting in terms of taking off the shackles and allowing you to really go that way. When we talk in a year's time, what will we be talking about? What's going to be the exciting stuff that we should be hearing about?
I think there's going to be a lot of really exciting things. I think they're going to be extensions of the things that we're talking about today. I think you're going to see a lot more in software, in analytics, a lot more in new products and new innovation coming out. We're really going to start focusing a lot more, and your point was right. You know, we've always been innovative. But you know, when you add that level of precision and you look at what Alan's done at Culligan Water, where he recently was at, there's a new excitement to really accelerate that.
I'm going to throw this question out to both of you. But let's say I'm a utility manager and I need to make a decision. I'm going to make an AMI decision. And obviously, I'm going to look at the technology. I'm going to look at the hardware and the software. What else do I need to consider?
Well, we say all the time that when you make a decision to be a customer of Eclair, you're making a decision to buy some hardware, and you're making a decision to buy some software, and you're making a decision to buy some consulting services. But you're also making a decision to become part of the Eclair family. And we say that probably like a lot of companies say that, but we really mean it. We have some of the industry's most advanced customer tools out there. We have essentially a private social media site where our customers exchange information and talk about how they do what they do and what works well and tips and tricks. We have all of our case histories. We have all of our knowledge base, all available on some really advanced technology that allows our customers to access everything that is Eclair. And we're one of the only companies in the industry that really makes that a reality for all of our clients.
Todd, anything to add there?
Sure. And you know, I agree with everything that Dave said. The other thing that I would add is, you know, we recognize that no two utilities are alike. And you know, one utility may be able to spend a lot of capital and want to reduce their O&M costs. Other utilities want to be realizing the benefits when they're paying for the system and rather than investing up front. So there's a lot of different flexibilities in the types of services, the type of ways that you manage the project, the flexibility of Aclara to kind of adapt what we do to the business practices of the utility. A lot of times we're talking about do no harm to your present operations. We don't want to disrupt your IT function. We don't want to disrupt your billing function. So all of those business as usual things have to go on at the same time as doing these projects. And one of the things is really around how our people, how our experience, and how our flexibility allows customers to really take advantage of that and put that into their decision in addition to the great technology.
You touched on something just there, Todd, that's kind of intriguing, and it was kind of came out in terms of potential pitfalls. Mm-hmm. Again, if I'm a utility manager, what are the gotchas that I ought to be aware of? Just give me a couple of hints and tips of things to think about.
Well, in a lot of ways, you know, a utility is only going to do this once. You know, they don't do this every day. So, you know, trying to take advantages of the lessons learned and leverage the experience from the people that do it every day. And, you know, the way we do our deployment approach, the way we separate the teams, these guys are doing the same thing over and over again. And each individual utility is going to get to take advantage of those lessons learned. You know, some utilities are strong with an IT department. Others have one guy that manages the IT stuff in his spare time. You know, that's a great example where Aclara will host your entire IT situation. You know, we'll host all the servers and you don't have to put any IT resources on it at all. You know, on another case, we'll manage and maintain the entire network for the utility so they don't have to do the maintenance and the programs. It's those kind of pitfalls that the utility recognizes. We don't have somebody that can do this maintenance. So we're really helping to overcome those challenges by offering specialized services depending on your unique situation.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, Dave, how can people learn more about Aclara?
Certainly the best way is to go to our website at www.aclara.com or come swing by our booth. You'll see it with the giant glowing orange columns right when you come in the door.
I saw it this morning first thing. You can't miss it.
All right. Todd Stoker, the Director of Product Management, and David Steitman, the Director of Marketing Communications for Aclara. Gentlemen, it's good to see you. Thanks for stopping by, Dave. As always, good to see
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.